Today, I think we have struck the right balance with the package of amendments. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I think there's been a lot of good work done by all parties of good faith, the neighbors, Recology, our staff, and our attorneys. And I do believe that this is an appropriate conditional use in an industrially zoned piece of property. And though dream as we might, and we've all dreamt, many of us for years, about what might happen at Freeway Lands, everything from eco-business parks to ballparks, the fact is this is something, not much has materialized there. And this is an opportunity for, as Commissioner Fritz said, some additional good-paying jobs. I believe our conditions, limiting it to residential waste only, hours of operation, truck trip limits, all of these things, and the good neighbor agreement, I think all bode well for this facility being a good neighbor and also being a positive contribution to not only to the Lentz neighborhood, but to Portland's economy. And but most importantly, it does meet, to my mind, all the appropriate conditions of a conditional use, and therefore I vote aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank Rehana Ansari and my staff for all of her work, along with staff in the Portland Bureau of Planning and Sustainability for their work on this. Really a lot of moving parts and issues and operations and policy, and I want to thank you as well for your great work. Just so that I reiterate my legislative intent, and that is it's 35 round trip trucks a day and a delivery trucks and five transport round trips per day that can, that's what can access the site in terms of delivering food waste or transporting food waste. I think that's important. This isn't the only in-city facility of this type that's proposed or that exists right now. And I appreciate the amendments. This is probably, in my almost two decades in local government, this is probably the toughest approval I've ever seen. And I think that is totally appropriate, given where it's at. So I want to thank everybody. Aye. Approved. We're going to take a 10-minute break so we can get hearing set up.
You need and to establish, continue this
sorry,
to
I take that all back.
A date for
Stay
the adoption of findings.
So what?
We need a date and time for the adoption of findings,
Carla?
And I believe 3 weeks or so.
Yes, 3 weeks out. We're looking at November 2nd, and I would say let's go with 11 a.m.
So we will consider this again on
November 2nd.
November 2nd at
11 a.m.
11 a.m. All right, so we're now in recess for 7 minutes. So the other issue can get set up.
That was outrageous, you know?
Yes.
You have to be more specific.
I told you too, but at 2 o'clock is real iffy. So I just wanted to get some. Okay. Yeah. Just giving me a get out of jail free card. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. You look a lot better now, Commissioner Leonard.
And what's this?
That's talking points for the next thing. Proposed talking points. I'm going to take all the other stuff away so it doesn't get confused.